Coming up on BAP 110, chemtrails are now used to combat climate change. Brave Alyssa Milano sacrifices her birthday to help the children in Flint, Michigan. And I don't really give a flying fuck about most of the shit that you assholes do. Let's start the show. Ah yes, it's Christmas time again, ladies and gentlemen. Let's roll out the classics. I
really can't stay. But baby, it's cold outside.
Got to go away.
But baby, it's cold
outside. Dean Martin, is there anything you can't do?
You drop me off.
Frankie Sinatra has covered this song. Ray Charles has covered this song. Everybody and their mama has covered this fucking song.
Listen to the fire.
It's a Christmas classic, right?
Beautiful.
Do you ever stop and listen to the lyrics? Well, somebody did. And they complained.
Me too!
Cleveland's official Christmas music station.
On WDOK or Christmas 102.
What do they do the rest of the year?
It's all Christmas music.
Ugh. The worst
all the time.
Music. Christmas music
24/7.
But this year,
yeah, radio
one song
isn't dead
has been
or anything.
From the playlist.
I really can't stay.
No. No, where am I going to hear it now?
It might be catchy, but let's maybe not promote that sort of a
I'm not promoting
idea.
Anything. Nobody
Midday
listens
host
to these
Desiree
fucking songs. They just have them in the background.
Drove the decision, suggesting in light of Me Too that
Me
lyrics
Too
like
suck
this.
My balls.
What's in this drink?
Let's ruin everything, why don't
are
we?
Are no longer appropriate or even predatory.
I simply
they just now have a problem with it, huh? This must be a brand new song or something.
The answer is no.
That's a part they heard right there.
People might say, oh, enough with the hashtag Me Too. But
yeah, that's what
really
I've been saying.
Put that aside and read the lyrics. It's, yeah, it's
yeah, if
not
people read the lyrics to every song ever recorded, there would be no
we
fucking
support
music.
The decision. I think it's taking a 2018 lens on a
2018,
song. 2018,
bro. 2018.
Sandra Miller with the Cleveland Rape Crisis Center says
oh,
it reflects
boy.
Evolving
Sandra.
Values.
The character in the song
Look
is
at this
saying
guy.
No, and they're saying, well, does no really mean yes? And I think.
Don't you realize this song was written in 1940 fucking four?
And while some may hear the song as a playful back and forth from another time,
yeah,
others
that's
hear
what it
something
was.
Else.
I'd ask them to stop and think about the perspective
it's
of
rape.
A survivor
it's
who was
rape.
Raped in that type of circumstance.
I've got
yeah,
to go
you'd have to ban every rap song ever made. Oh, for fuck's sakes with this.
It just now occurred to us that this song may be taken out of context and might be offensive,
even though it was only written about 74 fucking years ago. And has been covered by everybody. Even Lady Gaga has a fucking version of this song. She's a hero of yours, isn't she? He, it? Why don't you put that one on? No, let's just ban all music. Let's ban all music, ban all movies, ban all TV. Ban anything that might be possibly offensive to anybody. And we'll just hide under our beds for the rest of our fucking lives. That's what you want? Little Miss Snowflakes, Mr. Snowflakes.
Me too.
Never mind that a lot of the Me Too accusers have proven to be false. But no, all men are fucking rapists. And of course, we're going to imply that rape occurred in a song that was written during World War II.
I know it was rape. She got raped, didn't she? I know she got raped. Did she get raped? Listen to the lyrics again. I know she got raped. Men are evil. Men are evil. All men are evil. Me too. Me too. Me too. Me too. Me fucking too.
I'm no fan of Christmas music. I hate Christmas music. I don't like this fucking song as much as I don't like any fucking Christmas music. It's corny. It's awful. And oh my God, where am I going to hear it now that was banned from a Cleveland radio station? I have no idea.
Me too, this shit is getting out of hand. The song is 70 years old and now it must be banned. Because the feminista, she say it gives the wrong message to the females and now we kill the song. We don't like anything that has to do with the men. All of them are evil, all 10 out of 10. They want to take shit over, yes, that is the plan. You hate the male gender, yet you look like a man.
That's right, that's right. Big Harry Phil Podcast 110. Let the assault on Christmas begin. But not just Christmas itself. One particular song that's always played in the Christmas rotation. You ready to jump into this? Let's go. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. All right. Now, they always talk about in the media how there's a war on Christmas, usually on Fox News and shit that leads that direction. But really, is there a war on Christmas? Look at TV. Look at every fucking commercial. Yeah, they say happy holidays. I know that's bullshit. You know it's bullshit. We all know it's bullshit. Nothing you're going to do about it. That's never going to change. That was the beginning of the political correctness, but don't think it's going to stop there, because now they're going after individual songs. I'm surprised I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus is still around. That's going to be next, I guarantee it. How they get away with Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I'm telling you, they're going to go after him one by one. Well, let's focus on Baby It's Cold Outside, the offensive, horrible, rapist song that had to be banned from a Cleveland radio station. Again, I have no idea how to ever hear that song ever again by anybody who's ever sang it. But let's go to Wikipedia. Let's learn all about this wonderful holiday classic. Baby It's Cold Outside is a popular song written by Frank Loesser. Hope I'm saying that right. Frank Loesser in 1944. It's a call and response duet in which a host, usually performed by a male voice. And by the way, back in the day on the radio, people used to sing live songs on the radio all the time. Okay? There was no television yet. So there would be live singing, live music on the radio a lot. Usually performed by a male voice, tries to convince a guest, usually performed by a female voice, that she should stay in for the evening because the weather is cold and the trip home will be difficult. Well, see, he's looking out for her. He doesn't want her to drive home in the bad weather, get in an accident. But of course, the feminists immediately jump to rape. That's the first thing that always crosses their mind. Rape, 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 rape. Has to be rape. Anytime a man and a woman are alone in a room, it's got to be rape, 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 rape.
I hope.
While the lyrics make no mention of any holiday, it is widely regarded as a Christmas song due to its winter theme. Okay. Loesser wrote the song for his wife and himself to perform at parties. That's all it was meant for in the first place. It's a cutesy little song. People would giggle at it. He then sold the song to MGM, which used it for the 1949 film Neptune's Daughter. It was sung by Esther Williams and Ricardo Montalban. That's right, the same Ricardo Montalban that went on to star in Fantasy Island. Oh, you don't remember that show, millennials? Well, go fuck yourselves. Esther Williams and Ricardo Montalban. Yes, I'm sure white people were much more comfortable hearing it come from Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. Even though they were WAPs, they were still acceptably white. Just as many Jewish entertainers of the day were acceptably white, as long as they changed their name. You know, if they didn't sound too whoppy or too Jewy, white people were just fine with it. Since 1949, it has been covered by many singers, including Ray Charles, Tom Jones, Dolly Parton, and Lady Gaga. During the 40s, when Hollywood celebrities attended parties, they were expected to perform. They sure don't do that nowadays. They get up on a soapbox and whine about politics. That ain't performing, bitches. As mentioned earlier, Frank Loesser wrote Baby It's Cold Outside for his wife, Lynn Garland, and himself to sing at a housewarming party in New York City at the Navarro Hotel. They sang the song to indicate to guests that it was time to leave. So basically, it was a get the fuck out song. How it became a Christmas song, I don't know. Loesser often introduced himself as the evil of two Loessers. This guy sounds like a jackhole, doesn't he? Because of the role he played in the song. Garland wrote that after the first performance, we became instant parlor room stars. Parlor room, yeah. You see how dated this fucking song is, all right? And it sounds even more ridiculous that it's getting so much attention now from the fucking Me Too movement assholes. We got invited to all the best parties for years on the basis of Baby. It was our ticket to caviar and truffles. So yeah, instead of whining about this song, why don't you have people come over, put this record on, that's right, record, and serve some caviar and truffles, fish eggs, and really expensive fucking mushrooms. Parties were built around our being the closing act. In 1948, after years of performing the song, Loesser sold it to MGM for the 1949 romantic comedy. I'm sure they didn't call it that back then. Neptune's Daughter. Garland was furious. She wrote, I felt as betrayed as if I caught him in bed with another woman. Yeah, how awful it is to make money off of that stupid song. Well, the fucking song won an Academy Award, too. They got to take the Oscar away. Watch. Watch at the Oscars next year. Watch. Let's see if this song gets yanked. Oh, stupid. The lyrics in this duet are designed to be heard as a conversation between two people identified as Mouse, usually female, and Wolf, usually male. Yeah, Wolf. If you look at any old Tex Avery cartoon, there's always a wolf in it, right? Fucking howling and whistling at the broads. That's what they called aggressive dudes back then. They were the Wolf, all right? And they are at the Wolf's home, and the Mouse decides it is time to go home. But the Wolf flirtatiously invites the Mouse to stay as it is late and it's cold outside. So it's kind of like the put-out, get-out version of the 40s. Although he's still encouraging her to stay and not necessarily leave because she won't put out. But everybody's going to apply what the fucking thing really means. The Mouse states that he, she has enjoyed the time and agrees at one point to another drink, but the Mouse also says the answer is no. And once again, that is the only lyric today's critics are going to fucking hear. They don't even hear the rest of the song. They don't even know who sang the song or what it was intended to mean.
The answer is no, and no means no.
The Mouse says the answer is no and tries to return home, worried about what family and neighbors will think. See, that was the main concern of people back then. You know, they weren't concerned, is this guy going to bang me? Am I going to get raped? No, they were worried about what people were going to think of him, what society was going to think of him. We know what you were doing in there. Whether they were or not, or whether there was ever an intention to bang or not. You know, society has the final word. We say, you are a harlot. We can't even show single beds in the movies, for God's sakes. Although some critical analysis of the song has highlighted parts of the lyrics such as what's in this drink and the Wolf's unrelenting pressure for the Mouse to stay in spite of her repeated suggestions that she should go home. Perhaps she was playing hard to get. That was popular for females to do back then. They knew they weren't going to give it up, but they like to play this fucking game, and that still holds up today. Even in the fucking Me Too movement. Others have noted that cultural expectations of the time period were such that women were not socially permitted to spend the night. Exactly! That's something society frowned upon. That was their main concern. They didn't want people to look at them with those staring eyes. Oh, she's doing the walk of shame. She's coming out of a man's apartment, and I don't think they're married. That was the big taboo back then. Whether they banged or not wasn't even important. You know, they assumed you did. Even if you gave them a kiss goodnight, that was considered to be over the top back then. So all this bullshit that people are whining now, it's ridiculous. It's an innocent fucking song during an innocent fucking time, all right? Was there rape going on? Yes, of course. Rape has been going on since the beginning of time. It's wrong. Nobody should do it, but it does happen, okay? Men should not be doing it, and women should not be putting themselves in the position to have it happen. All right? Perhaps watch what you drink, and watch how many you drink, and perhaps pay attention to who you hang around with. All right? Everybody should take responsibility. And women shouldn't be raping men either. I know that happens too. Especially you ugly fucking junior high teachers that just can't keep your hands off the boys. Because your husband and nobody else will fucking touch you. Stop it. Cut it out. That shit's never mentioned in the Me Too movement, is it now? We'll get it back to the World War II era. This and many other dopey songs like this were written in those days. It was a different time. You know, you can't go back and change history. History is history, okay? If you want to live in the past and then make that part of the present, well, you're fucked. All right? They didn't have the Me Too movement back then or any dumb shit like that back then. It was a different time. There was a fucking war going on. That's where people's minds were. They were singing songs and producing movies and producing radio content to get their minds off the fucking war. And look how many fucking wartime cartoons were banned and are still banned. You can't see some of these cartoons unless you look for them on YouTube somewhere. You know, somebody had a print of it and put it up there. A lot of World War II era stuff cannot be shown today. It was deemed offensive years ago. Not just by the fucking snowflakes of today. Today they would shit their fucking pants. I mean, this is the same group of people I think Apu is now offensive. Imagine if they saw some of these wartime cartoons, what they would fucking think. Even if they knew the context, which 9 times out of 10 they don't. They just see something, see the first 10 seconds of it. Oh my god, it's offensive! We gotta be banned, 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 banned.
We love censorship. We love censorship.
That's what they should yell at the next march.
We love censorship.
Because they do. They don't want themselves to be censored, but they want everybody else to be censored. Do you know there's a Bugs Bunny cartoon made in 1944 called Bugs Bunny Nips the Nips? You know what that means? Nips was a derogatory term for Japanese people. Nips and Japs. And that language is littered throughout. Because the Japs were the enemy in the war. The Krauts and the Japs. You saw a lot of Hitler references, which were also bad, which I think is funny because wasn't Hitler the bad guy? Perhaps you'd want to see us make fun of him. So a lot of those cartoons are banned, and a lot of the ones where they were in blackface. Although, I will say it took them a lot longer to ban those. Because I remember those. I used to come home from school. Those old cartoons would be on TV in the afternoon. And those blackface ones were still there. It took them a while. It took them longer. They banned those in the 90s. Those started to disappear a lot later than the ones referring to Japs and Nips. But you know what? You can't change history. As offensive as those were, they existed. That was a popular thing to do back then, was for white people to be in blackface. Would it fly now? Of fucking course not, it wouldn't. You'd get your ass kicked. And rightfully so. You know, that should be the only punishment. If somebody's walking around in blackface and black people see him, they should be allowed to kick his ass. Or if somebody goes up to a group of Asians and they go, and they slant their eyes, the Japanese people or Chinese people or Asians should be allowed to kick their ass. That's fine. Do so at your own risk. All right? We don't need to be babysat. We don't need to be lectured. We just need to exercise common sense. All right? Yes, those cartoons were offensive, but they came out during a different time period, all right? 2018 is not the same as 1942, 43, 44. You have no idea what it was like back then. You don't, I don't, nobody does, except for your grandparents, if they happen to be alive during that time. And they certainly won't hesitate to fucking bend your ear about it. That's all they remember. They don't remember what they did 2 minutes ago. They could tell you every single fucking thing that happened in 1941. Yes, they can. And they will tell you the same story over and over and over. But you can't change fucking history. The Three Stooges. I love the Three Stooges. There were some controversial war episodes. Well, they weren't episodes. They were short subjects. You don't know what those were. Before the movie, most movie houses would run a newsreel, a cartoon. That's where a lot of those Bugs Bunny cartoons, that's where they appeared first before television. The news, a cartoon, a short subject. Be a short film, about 20 minutes long or so. It'd be the Three Stooges or Abbott Costello, Laurel and Hardy, something like that. And then the feature presentation. All right? Now, the Three Stooges, a lot of those were produced during the war. And there were a lot of wartime references, including Hitler. They would usually dress Mo up as a Hitler, and it would be funny as hell, especially knowing he's a Jewish guy playing Hitler. And also, there would be a lot of Jap references, and there would be, you know, actors, extras, as Japanese soldiers, and they'd slant their eyes and do all this crazy shit. And a lot of those either got cut out or were banned off of television once the Stooges appeared on television. They did do blackface, as much like remember, they did some black jokes. There was an actor on there. His name was Dudley Dickerson. He would be the black guy with the wide eyes and, you know, oh, load this house show going crazy. By the way, that's one of my favorite shorts, Plumbing We Will Go, where the Stooges, they're running from the cops and they're mistaken for plumbers. And of course, they completely destroy the house they were mistakenly hired to fix. But Dudley Dickerson usually be a cook or a porter or something like that. And some shit would happen. He'd have the usual typical black wide eye stare. But That was common back then. A lot of that shit's cut out right now. You don't see that, which is too bad, too. Because he was funny. I mean, he knew what was up. He knew this shit was racist. But he was doing his job. He was doing his fucking job. They hired him. They kept using him. They used him all the time.
You know, they keep saying, Hollywood's not diverse. Hollywood's not diverse.
They had black actors on the Stooges all the fucking time. Where they played roles you want to see them in is another story. But the goddamn it, they were in there. Right? I wonder what version of Baby It's Cold Outside got the radio station in trouble. Was it the Tom Jones version? Because Tom Jones was considered a sex symbol, you know, 40 years ago. But knowing that and having him sing the song, I'm sure got some plaid panties in a bunch. But how is that one any different from the Esther Williams one or the Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, any of the other million versions of that song? How is that one any fucking different? Is he doing it like Barry White? Hey, baby, it's cold outside. You know, if Barry White did it, it would be in trouble because it's a black man. And there's nothing white feminists love more than putting black men in the joint. Or white people in general, really. Let's hear the Tom Jones version. Is it that controversial? Or is it just pretty much the same old crap? Now, this is live 1999, maybe for New Year's Eve or something. Here we go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Oh, baby, it's cold
sounds
outside.
Sounds like the same old shit to me.
I'm lucky that you dropped so in.
I mean, he does it well, but the song sucks. I know.
Just like
it's right up there with every other Christmas song I hate.
Watch your heart.
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So really,
they're just waiting for the, they're waiting for the trigger. The answer is no. That's what the feminists are waiting for.
Put some records on while I pour.
See, she's asking for a half a drink. He didn't offer it. She's asking for the drink.
What's in this drink?
No caps to be had out.
What's in this drink? Did you drop something in there? That wasn't even what the original lyrics were supposed to mean. We added that in. He'll take her hat. That's it. They ain't disrobing. She's just hanging up her fucking hat. Maybe her coat. Oh, yeah, that's so terrible. So awful. You know what's happening next? Rape! By the fire. That song sucks, just like all the other versions of that song. You can't make that song good. It fucking sucks. Fucking Willie Nelson sang that fucking song. You believe that shit? Sang it with Norah Jones. Here we go.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
You're going to want some of Willie's weed. He's got the bomb, bud.
I'll
can you imagine Willie Nelson jumping on top of this broad?
Like
yeah, boy. Yeah.
My mother will start.
Maybe this is the version that got the radio station in trouble.
My father will be pacing.
I can't believe Willie Nelson is singing with a black woman. That's what the real controversy was. Again, you know, this was a song that was sexy in the 40s when you weren't allowed to be sexy. Now it's just, and it's been done to fucking death. And any time a song has been done to death, it needs to die. All right? What is so fucking controversial? If they could play this shit in the fucking 40s, you're telling me it can't be played on the public airwaves now? Who fucking cares? I can hear the song right the fuck now at my fingertips. We don't need the radio station to finally get to it. We don't need the radio station at all. Let radio die along with this fucking song. Thank you. All right, moving on. Now, being the holiday season, celebrities feel the need to tell you all the good things they are going to be doing for the community, for the less fortunate. You know, they won't just go out and do it. They have to let you know every 5 minutes on social media what they're up to. And my homegirl, Alyssa Milano, is no exception. She is just the savior nowadays, isn't she? The Illuminati had to do something with her other than kill her. So they appointed her the Queen of Good, the Ambassador of the Homeless, the Ambassador of the Needy, the spokesperson for all women, right? She's at all the pussy marches. She protested the Kavanaugh fucking hearing. She is the say when it comes to women, if Oprah isn't available. Well, what is she up to now? Let's check this out. What is she going to be doing instead of celebrating her birthday?
My Bella, and we were just my talking Bella, about Ella, what Ella. We wanted to do for Christmas. And I told her that the children in Flint, Michigan, still, they do not have clean water. And
you just now heard about that, huh?
The children in Flint, Michigan.
That's been a problem a long time, by the way.
Also,
I'm glad you just heard of it, though, and now you feel it's your responsibility to do something.
So when I asked my Bella what she thinks we should do, she said she thinks that we should get toys to all the children in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, she said those exact words, huh?
I started
okay.
a toys
She's for sucking her thumb!
Flint, Michigan fundraiser.
And she's way too old to be doing so.
And do you want to add anything about toys for the children?
No.
I forgot my lines, Mommy. She's whispering in her ear. Nothing intelligible, of course. Now she's not really saying anything. She's just kind of playing with her hair.
You want to give your toys to the children?
Fuck no, bitch! Is what she's thinking.
You want to buy them new toys? That would be so nice. Thank
yes,
so
I want to buy them toys, Mommy. You don't have to do anything.
Please give what you can so we could get toys to the children in Flint, Michigan.
Go fuck yourself.
Thank you.
She didn't mention her birthday on that video, but she mentioned it in her tweet. I'm giving up my birthday to help the children in Flint, Michigan. That's what she fucking said. Go to her Twitter account or go to mine. I reposted it. The fuck out of here at the Big Angry Phil. All right. I replied and included her video in the reply. She did. She said, I'm giving up a birthday for the children in Flint, Michigan. Well, I'm sure the children in Flint, Michigan think you are just a wonderful fucking human being. Yeah, send them toys. That's just what they need, not clean water. Send them bottled water if you want to fucking help. Or better yet, send the adults condoms so they stop having more fucking kids. And she's just now hearing about the Flint, Michigan problem? That's been going on. And you can't blame Trump for this one because it's been going on long before Trump, all right? It's due to the mismanagement and corruption of that fucking city and that fucking state and the fucking country, okay? There's no individual human beings you could blame for that one. Everybody has a responsibility, including the residents of Flint, Michigan, which has always been a broke-ass fucking town. Why Flint, Michigan, Alyssa? Why not Compton, California? Why not fucking Oakland? Why not something a little closer to home? Flint, Michigan. They don't even know who the fuck you are. And I'm sure they really don't care that a white lady is going to send them toys, all right? What it boils down to is this is just more me. Look at the good works I'm doing. Oh, I got to have my daughter in the video too, who told me herself that she wants to give her toys to the children at Flint, Michigan. That's not what I saw. I saw her sucking her thumb again. Way too old to be sucking her fucking thumb. Playing with Mommy's hair. Pretending to whisper shit in her ear and really just kind of chewing on the ear. She didn't say shit about wanting to give her toys to anybody. Bullshit. I'm sure if she understood what you were saying, she'd slap the fuck out of you. It's like, bitch, don't give my fucking toys to nobody in Flint, Michigan. I don't even know where the fuck that is. Do you, Mom? The poor kids in Flint, Michigan. Yeah, I'm glad you woke up from your 6-year coma to just now hear that problem. But I am Superwoman. I'm going to save the world even though nobody asked me to and nobody gives a fuck about me. I'm very important, goddammit. I'm Alyssa Milano. I was in Who's the Boss in the 80s. Don't you remember? No, sorry, I don't. I lived in the 80s. I actually watched Who's the Boss and I still don't fucking remember you. Barely. You were just kind of there. You didn't have anything important to do. You were just there. You were basically an extra that got bumped up to a principal rate. That's what you are. That's what you still are. You're acting worse now than you did back then. Go fuck yourself.
I'm going to give up my birthday. Don't you should feel privileged that I'm going to hand you toys, you little bastards in Flint, Michigan. You little black kids, you. The nice white lady is going to give you presents. Show your gratitude. I'm giving up my birthday, goddammit.
She's so fucking disgusting. Shut your ass up already. Shut up. Of course, if you look at her original tweet, you see all the star fuckers. Oh, Alyssa Milano, you're so wonderful. Flint, Michigan needs you. Happy. Oh, shut up, all of you. All of you. I think all the chemtrail spraying is affecting your brains. And speaking of chemtrail spraying, don't worry, this isn't the Alex Jones show. I hate that guy, but I do agree there is chemtrail spraying. It's been going on a long time. Well, here's a news story about chemtrail spraying, and they're pretty much admitting that they're going to be spraying chemicals now, like they haven't been doing it for years, but now it's for the good of humanity. Right? It's from the Boston Globe. Researchers say it would be cheap and doable to dim the sun to curb global warming. Like that shit they're spraying up there now isn't already dimming the sun. You ever go out and at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's crystal clear, and about an hour later, the sky is full of clouds. Mm-hmm. Just take a look up there. When you see one of those big lines go across, watch them spread out and spread out and spread out. They don't dissipate. They spread out and they float across the atmosphere. Some of them turn into clouds. Some of them kind of already dim the sun. And nobody really knows what the fuck they're made of.
Oh, those are just contrails. Are you one of those chemtrail nuts? Those are contrails. You know, when jet engines fly by, when airliners fly by and they're at a high altitude, they leave a little trail behind them.
Yeah, but you know what? Number one, those trails dissipate. Chemtrails do not. And number two, get an app on your phone called Flight Radar 24, all right? If you're an aviation enthusiast like I am, you will want this app. On it, you could track every single commercial flight, every airplane that takes off or lands at any airport can be seen. You could click on any airport, see the arrival departure times, the weather. You go to the map, you could click on any airplane that's flying. You can see what airline it is. You could see its registration number. You could see its altitude, its speed. It'll tell you which airport it took off from, and it'll tell you which airport it's going to. Okay? I live in Pasadena, and Pasadena is right below one of the LAX flight paths. Anything that's heading out to the northeast flies right over me. All right? I could see them. You can't hear them. They're high enough up so you don't have to hear them. You can definitely see them. When they take off from LAX, they usually take off over the ocean. They fly out over the ocean, they climb a little bit, and then they make a turn back towards the airport and another turn to head northeast bound. And that's when they cross Pasadena. And by that time, they're usually about anywhere between 10 and 15,000 feet, okay? But they show up on the radar. They show up on that Flight Radar 24. Say, hey, there's American Airlines going to O'Hare. There's United Airlines going to Newark. You know exactly what it is. Now, when I see one of these chemtrails sprayed across, I open up that flight radar. I never see one fucking plane where that plane should be on the map. I could see the Southwest that's flying at 40,000 feet down to San Diego. But why can't I see this fucking thing creating this big trail of shit all the way across the sky? You're going to tell me these are just contrails from passing airliners? Bullshit. How stupid are you? And now they're going to fucking sit and pretend like they haven't been doing this all along, but now we're going to do it so the sun's rays don't hit us as hard. Listen to this shit. Again, from the Boston Globe. Researchers say they've looked into how hard it would be to spray chemicals into the atmosphere. Not fucking hard at all, I'd say. To block the sun and curb global warming. So they're going to act like all the shit they've been doing hasn't contributed to fucking global warming. And they're going to continue doing it and telling us it's fighting global warming. What the fuck? You got to be fucking kidding me. They're pretty much saying, listen, I know some people are onto us. Let's make it an excuse to why we should continue doing it. And it would be neither technically difficult nor too expensive. Well, I believe it wouldn't be technically difficult, but I do believe it would be very fucking expensive. We don't have the money to spend on this shit, but they're going to continue doing it. The researchers also known as criminals, if you ask me, in a new study, did not make any judgments about whether it should be done. Of course, you can't do that. That's what George Soros was telling you. Listen, I can't think about how people are going to react to it. I just do things, all right? But they did, and this part's in quotes, show that a hypothetical deployment program starting 15 years from now, hint, hint, wink, wink, while both highly uncertain and ambitious, would be technically possible strictly from an engineering perspective, unquote. Said Gernot Wagner, I don't know how the fuck you say that name, Gernot, it's spelled, G-E-R-N-O-T. I'm just going to say Gernot. Gernot Wagner, research associate at Harvard School of Engineering and Applied Sciences and co-director of Harvard's Solar Geoengineering Research Program. Well, way to spend that grant money there, buddy. The project would also be, quote, remarkably expensive at an average of around $2 billion to $2.5 billion per year over the first 15 years, unquote. Oh, yeah, that's cheap. A couple billion dollars. Yeah, we got that to throw around. Wagner, one of the paper's two authors, said in a statement. Wagner's co-author was Wake Smith. Now, anybody with weird first names like that should not be trusted. Former chief executive and president of Pemco World Air Services, a leading global aircraft modification company. Yeah. But those chemtrail hoses on the fucking planes. Smith is a lecturer at Yale. One solution that has been floated for for solving global warming is the introduction of aerosols into the stratosphere. Oh no, that never occurred to us until now. You gotta be fucking kidding. They're lying right to your face. And you're just going to sit there and take it. You're going to sit there and like, oh, well, that is a good idea. Yeah, this will curb global warming. They've never been doing this. All that shit in the air, that's natural. Yeah, all those crisscross lines, nature. You start seeing X's and O's in those crisscrosses, run for the fucking hills. The introduction of aerosols into the stratosphere, increasing the amount of sunlight that is reflected back to space. Holy fucking shit. Always a good idea. Yeah, let's spray more chemicals in the air. We have all these greenhouse gases, but yeah, let's spray chemicals in the air to reflect the sunlight back to space. You gotta be fucking jacking me. Who is gonna think this is a good idea? Except for the criminals who are about to make a pretty penny off of it. The idea has been taken seriously enough to be considered, hint, hint, wink, wink, by the National Research Council in a 2015 report. The committee is concerned that understanding of the ethical, political, and environmental consequences of spraying shit in the air to reflect the sun into space is relatively less advanced than the technical capacity to execute it. There is no substitute for dramatic reductions of the emissions of CO2 and other greenhouse gases, the report said. Still, it might be prudent to look at broader portfolios of climate response, like spraying shit in the air. The new study by Wagner and Smith, these motherfuckers should be in jail, who worked with a number of aerospace companies, I'll bet they fucking did, found that existing aircraft are unlikely to be useful for such a project. So we need new shit. Let's spend billions of dollars on new airplanes, because we certainly can't use the old ones we've been using all these years. Developing a new tanker with the ability to carry a large payload of sulfates for dispersal into the air would be feasible. The researchers envisioned a fleet of just under 100 tankers flying just over 60,000 missions a year by the 15th year of the project, which was about 30 years ago. Not everyone thinks such solar geoengineering is a good idea, like Big Angry Phil, for one. They didn't ask me. David Archer of the Department of Geophysical Science at the University of Chicago says, the problem with engineering climate, do you see what that says? Engineering climate? Climate change? Engineering climate? Could they be one and the same? The problem with engineering climate in this way is that it's only a temporary band-aid covering a problem that will persist essentially forever. Well, then what the fuck are we doing? Actually, hundreds of thousands of years for fossil fuel CO2 to finally go away naturally. I mean, we only live to be about 80 years old. Who cares? Like George Carlin said, when the planet is done with us, it'll shake us off like a case of fleas. Phil Williamson at the University of East Anglia in England says, such scenarios are fraught with problems, and international agreement to go ahead with such action was no problem at all. No, it doesn't say that. Would seem near impossible to achieve. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Wagner himself said in a February 2018 essay in the Wall Street Journal, co-authored with a Harvard economics professor, seriously, addressing climate change means cutting carbon emissions and ultimately reducing the carbon already in the atmosphere. There's no way around it. Well, you know what? We seem to have adopted to it. And so have the animals, okay? Spraying more shit in the air is not going to fucking solve anything. It's going to make things worse. Well, you've already sprayed shit in the air leading to climate change, or the engineering of the climate, I should say. He says that solar geoengineering is not a permanent solution to climate change, and it carries worrisome environmental and political risks of its own. But he also said, it's an idea worth exploring. Well, of course. Means more money in my pocket, and also for my partner who's in the chemtrail spraying industry. Go fuck yourselves. You got some goddamn nerve. We need to do this, so don't be afraid of those lines across the sky. They're good for you. We're going to put more of them up there for your safety to help fight climate change. We need to engineer the climate to fight climate change. If you don't see anything wrong with that statement, then you are part of the problem. All right, now, going from things I care about to things I absolutely don't give two fucks about. You know, there's some things you see everybody talking about on social media, or even at a public gathering, just at a party with your friends or out in a bar or something, and they start talking about stuff you don't give a goddamn fuck about. And I know a lot of men will not admit this, but there are some things that your friends will never shut up about that you just don't give a fuck about. Oh yeah, you pretend, you nod your head. You say, yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah, they should have done that. They shouldn't have done that. You're right. All right? But you look at your friend's posts, or you talk to them, or you talk to your coworkers, and they start going on and on about things, you just got to walk away. You just got to walk away from it. Now, as a man, I will admit there are things that other men claim to love will never shut up about that I don't fucking care about. And I wish you assholes would shut the fuck up about it. First thing, college athletics. I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care. You know, especially around this time of year when it's college bowl season, I don't give a fuck. Most of you fuckers are out of college. Many of you have never even been to fucking college. Why do you give a shit about college football? Unless you're a heavy gambler, that I get. Betting on sports, I understand, okay? But if you're just some dope with a fucking uniform on, cheering for the University of Alabama, having never fucking been to Alabama, couldn't name one city in Alabama, I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. What is wrong with you fucking guys? And Facebook is just rot with posts from you fucking morons about college football. I don't care. I don't fucking care. I live right next to the Rose Bowl. I don't give a shit who plays in the Rose Bowl, all right? And I'm not talking about during the regular season. I know UCLA plays there. I understand. I'm talking about the Rose Bowl, the game, the bowl game. I used to watch the bowl games back in the day when it was simpler, when there were less fucking bowl games, before sports got ruined with advertising, before it got ruined with shoe companies at Gatorade, all right? There were only like six big bowl games anybody gave a shit about. Now there's 1,000 of them, and who cares? Remember when they were all played on New Year's Day? That was the big thing to do on New Year's Day. You watch the four or five big bowl games that were on there. The Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, the Sun Bowl, the Toilet Bowl, whatever the other fucking one was. It didn't matter. That was it. That was your New Year's Day. You'd sit there and watch the big bowl games. Now there's so many goddamn bowl games, it's ridiculous. There's fucking hundreds of them, and they're all named after corporate sponsors. Got the fucking Tampax Bowl and the Trojan Condoms Bowl, the Summer's Eve Disposable Douche Bowl, the Yoshinoya Beef and Broccoli Bowl. It's insane. It's absolutely fucking insane now. You play all those weeks of college ball just to end up at the fucking Blockbuster Video Bowl. Remember, we used to have that. There used to be such a thing as the Blockbuster Video Bowl. I don't know what they replaced that with. Maybe the Netflix Bowl, maybe the Amazon Prime Video Bowl. Who the fuck knows? And remember, that would be it. The Rose Bowl, I think, was the big game on New Year's Day. Now the big game isn't even called the bowl of anything. It's called the College Football Playoff National Championship presented by AT&T, and it's on Monday, January 7th. What the fuck is that? Well, here's the bowl schedule. Here's all the fucking bull shit that you can handle. All right? Starting at December 15th, the Air Force Reserve Celebration Bowl. I'm not even going to name the teams. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit what the fucking teams are? Okay, so after that, we have the New Mexico Bowl, the AutoNation Cure Bowl, the Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl, the Raycom Media Camellia Bowl. What the fuck? Hey, which bowl game are you playing in? We're in the Raycom Media Camellia Bowl. Oh, whoa, dude. The RNL Carriers New Orleans Bowl, the Sherabundi Boca Raton Bowl, the DXL Frisco Bowl, the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl. I mean, Jesus Christ already. This is insanity. Who even cares? You know, these are all the 6-5, 5-6 teams. You know, who gives a shit? The Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl, the famous Idaho Potatoes Bowl, the Birmingham Bowl, the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl, the Dollar General Bowl, the Hawaii Bowl. There's a nice simple one. Nobody cares about it, but at least it's simple. The ServPro First Responder Bowl. The Quick Lane Bowl. Sounds like a fucking bowling alley. The Cheez-It Bowl. Yeah, Cheez-Its. A bowl of Cheez-Its. Walk-On's Independence Bowl. The New Era Pinstripe Bowl. The Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl. The Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. The Camping World Bowl, the Valero Alamo Bowl, the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl, the Belk Bowl. Now we get into a few that I've heard before that we've had in the past, like the Cotton Bowl and the Orange Bowl, but they're not called that anymore. It's the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic, the Capital One Orange Bowl. Remember they used to play the Orange Bowl in the Orange Bowl in Miami? They don't even have that fucking place anymore. Now it's played at Hard Rock Stadium. The Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. I mean, what the fuck does Chick-fil-A have to do with peaches? The Red Box Bowl. Red Box, yeah, that piece of shit outside 7-Eleven has a bowl game. The Military Bowl, presented by Northrop Grumman. Also a fine purveyor of chemtrail spraying, I'm sure. The AutoZone Liberty Bowl. Again, these are some bowls that we've had in the past, but now they have advertisements attached to them. The San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl. Jesus fucking Christ, look at all the words in that one. The San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl. Holy shit. The Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. Again, we've had the Gator Bowl before, but now it's the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. The Hyundai Sun Bowl. Now finally, we get to fucking New Year's Day. We have the Outback Bowl. That was something that was added recently. Outback, like Outback Steakhouse. One of the worst restaurants in history. Yeah, I mean, or a steakhouse that can't make steak, for fuck's sakes. The Citrus Bowl. Now, whoa. Do my eyes deceive me? It's just called the Citrus Bowl? Not the fucking Allstate, State Farm, Progressive Insurance fucking bowl? Wow. I can't fucking believe it. We have the Fiesta Bowl still, but now it's the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl. The Rose Bowl game presented by Northwestern Mutual. Holy shit, who's going to call it that? And the Allstate Sugar Bowl. And then, of course, we have the National Championship on the 7th. Why not just on fucking New Year's Day where it fucking belongs? And I don't give a goddamn fuck who wins any of this shit. And you guys that just can't shut up about college football, go fuck yourselves. Did you ever put on a fucking helmet and fucking shoulder pads actually play football? Or do you have to live vicariously through 20-year-old kids? Go fuck yourselves. And while we're on college athletics, college basketball, Jesus Christ. I don't care about pro basketball anymore. So when am I going to give a fuck about college basketball? No, I don't care. Look at all the white guys on the court. That's already a red flag or enough. None of them are going to get to the NBA, and the ones that do are going to be bench warmers, all right? And the rest of these motherfuckers come from this fucking me generation. You know, give me my contract, give me my shoe contract before I even prove my fucking self. They're in that fucking generation. I don't want to see them play ball. Just like I don't want to hear all the rappers today rap, I don't want to see these motherfuckers play ball. They're entitled little twats. They haven't proven themselves. They get injured way too easily. They're always crying on the sidelines. And that's gotten into the pros. Look at LeBron James. He's a fucking leader in that shit. LeBron James and these pussies are one of the main reasons I don't watch pro basketball anymore. So don't talk to me about that shit. All right? And I'll tell you something. When it comes to pro sports, this is what I watch. Hockey, football, baseball. That's it. That's it. I don't even watch the NBA anymore. They're pussies. And at least football has bounced back a little bit. They've gotten away from all this fucking kneeling at the sideline shit. And gotten rid of the pink, too. That's a big step forward. Thank you. But there's still room for improvement. Same with baseball. I do like that they got rid of the fucking intentional walk. You don't have to sit there and watch them throw the four. Just take your fucking base, asshole. That's a good step in the right direction. There's a lot of other things you can do to help speed up that fucking game. But again, it's also full of these pussies that demand everything and produce nothing, you know? It's turned me off to baseball. I mean, look how shitty the Dodgers were in that World Series. How they even got to the World Series beyond me, because they really played shitty a lot of the year. And the Angels, they can't get out of here soon enough. All right? Hockey, I love hockey. I know the LA Kings suck, but I love hockey. I am a hockey fan now, big time. All right? Needs to be more fights. Have they started cracking down on that? I have not seen that many fights this year, and I hate it. It was getting a little chippy in the King game yesterday against Carolina, but no dropped gloves. I haven't seen dropped gloves really all season. What the fuck? If they start taking that away, I'm done with hockey too. There's going to be nothing left to watch for men anymore. Another thing that men love to go on and on about and post about is the UFC and mixed martial arts and all that shit. Sorry, can't do it. Not into it. I am not into it. I don't want to see dudes with no shirt on wearing a pair of tight boxer shorts rolling around on the floor. I don't want to fucking see that. I don't care how much they're beating the shit out of each other. It's gay. All right? That is fucking homoeroticism right there. You can't tell me it ain't. Now, I used to be a big boxing fan, a bigger boxing fan back in the Mike Tyson days, you know? Now, I really just don't care. But I will say this. I would rather watch, you know, a couple of Mexicans or you know, people from South America I've never heard of box than watch some overhyped fucking superstar like Floyd Mayweather. Fuck that. And you assholes that keep spending $50 for pay-per-view every time this asshole's there. What's wrong with you? You know it's going to suck, but you keep doing it because you feel you have to do it just so you can be part of the conversation. Well, count me the fuck out. All right? So fuck college sports, fuck the UFC, fuck MMA, all right? And fuck most boxing in general. Fuck the NBA. And for Christ's sakes, enough of the Game of Thrones, okay? Men and women, just shut up. I don't want to hear about it. That show sucks, okay? Thank God it's on its last year, isn't it? Isn't this its last fucking year already? It should have been over a long time ago. I couldn't get past one episode of that fucking show. Forget it. You know, you would continually eat in a shitty restaurant. Why would you keep watching a shitty TV show? Or see a bunch of shitty movies? I'm like, these superhero movies. That's another one. Enough already! Enough! And now they're getting all, female-centric, right? They're all strong women heroes. I don't want to see all this shit. I don't give two fucks about superheroes or comics or any of that shit, all right? Enough! Playtime is fucking over. You're going to play something, play on your PlayStation or Xbox. Stop with the pretending to be superheroes and watching superheroes or giving a fuck about superheroes or going to Comic-Con like a fucking dork, all right? Stupid. I don't get it. You're never going to sell me on that shit, ever. And if I see one more picture of some keto related food on online, I'm going to fucking throw up. All right. I'm happy you found a diet that works for you, but can't you keep it to your fucking self? I don't need to see every fucking dinner you've had in the last 8 years. I don't care. You know, once on a, in a blue moon, I'll post some barbecue that I'm really proud of that I did. Okay. Say, look at that hunk of meat right there. God damn, that was good. But Jesus Christ, do you need to post every fucking meal you've made? Good, I'm glad you could cook. Enjoy it. I hope your friends enjoy it. I hope your spouse or your significant other enjoys it. But the rest of us don't need to fucking see it. Okay? Thank you. You know, if you choke on one of your meals, will it keep you from posting them? Well, I guess if it kills you, it will. Let's hope it doesn't come to that, all right? One more thing that I can admit I don't give a shit about that most men do. Cars. I'm not a car guy. I just want a decent car that gets me from here to there, all right? And I've got one in my Ford Fusion. Yes, it's a Ford. Yes, they don't make them anymore. But you know what? I've had little to no problems with this fucking car other than routine maintenance. There's nothing else I've had to do with it. Yes, tires blow out, but that's the fucking road being fucked up. It has nothing to do with the car. But you guys that have such a hard-on for fucking cars, 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 you can't afford all these fucking cars, yet you want to tell us about your Porsche and your BMW and your Mercedes. I don't give a fuck. Good. Be proud of your small dick. I don't give a shit. All right? Live below your fucking means, all right? These guys that floss these fucking cars, you're fucking retarded, all right? I mean, yes, I like to see the occasional lowrider bouncing down the street. That's cool, all right? Do I need to see a whole fleet of them? No, I don't give a fuck that much, okay? And I don't give a shit about the auto show either. That was fun when I was a kid. You know, when you're a kid and you haven't learned to drive yet and you want to sit in every single car there is, oh man, I can't wait till I'm driving one of these. Well, I've been driving for over 30 years now. It's not that big of a deal anymore, okay? Don't come at me with all the car shit. I don't fucking care. Thank you. And you could call me a faggot if you want to. But hey, at least I'm being an honest faggot. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
When Gable's horn blow, you better be ready to go.
Better listen to the man. Ah, yes. What the fuck is better than P-Funk? Nothing. All the best West Coast hip-hop tracks were based on P-Funk.
Swing low. Time to move on.
It wouldn't be Dr. Dre.
Light years in time.
It wouldn't be DJ Quick.
Ahead of our time.
Without Parliament Funkadelic. Bitch. Oh, fuck yes. Yeah, you just fucking relax and get blunt into this. How could you not?
Swing down, sweet cherry, stop and let me ride. Swing down, sweet cherry, stop and let me ride.
BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at BigAngryPhil.com. If you're on Facebook and you're busy commenting on someone else's dinner, well, fuck that noise. Come on over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Like that shit, follow that shit, do that shit. Follow me on Twitter at the Big Angry Phil, Instagram Big Angry Phil, SoundCloud Big Angry Phil. Big Angry Phil podcast is on the TuneIn app. Just look for the Big Angry Phil podcast, and it'll be there. TomEverywhere.com gets you the Tom Like a Show app. He has a new podcast every Monday through Friday. And you definitely want to subscribe to hear it. Go to PremiumTom.com and get that shit done. Waiting for it. And of course, you must listen to the Gary Dino Show. There's two shows, yo. There's a free show every Monday, and a subscriber show only on Friday. You definitely want to subscribe to get the full Gary Dino experience. Just go to GaryDino.com. $5 a month. Gets you all the Gary and Dino show you can fucking handle. But come on, y'all. What the fuck's better than that? Dig?
Swing down, sweet cherry, stop and let me ride. Swing down, sweet cherry, stop and let me ride.
me ride. Swing down, sweet cherry, stop and let me ride. Swing down, sweet cherry, stop and let me ride.